Did you get to see it?
Oh, yes, you saw it real good. We had chairs and we sat right there where it was beautiful. Oh,
I'd love to see it.
It was just beautiful.
On TV, but
yeah,
really
it's no. And John Forsythe has always been my favorite TV star,
really,
and
like
he was on one, you know, The Floats, and the little Jamie that was on Bonanza, and of course Lawrence Welk was emceeing it, you know.
Yes.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I was sick. I went with the fever. Took a cold after I got over there. But I said that was the main thing I wanted to see. I said if I just take pneumonia, I'll have it. But I didn't.
We got the hospital directly from the parade.
That's right. Got up, went to church Sunday morning. Oh, I felt bad. I was sick. But I said, no, I saw that parade and stayed up all night. I've got to go to church. So I did. She's still on the snow, honey. She's probably wanting to get through. She probably got somewhere else to go. Yeah, you don't even remember, honey.
I'm
sure that's
due for another one. You had one warm winter, maybe you'll have a cold winter next year.
Yeah, that's nice.
You're like my little boy digs for snow. And I am that way too. I like to move to the north. My husband's a Yankee. He says he shoveled his last bit of snow, and once I got up there, I hate it. If I had it
every
winter,
I imagine you would.
Shovel my
that's
way
right
out of the car in the mornings. Mm-hmm. He keeps telling me. And his daughter, he has grown children. In fact, he has grandchildren. Husband does. And their daughter keeps telling me about how she walked to school in the morning backward because the wind would be blowing so cold that it would hurt her face. So all the kids would hold their books, you know, and walk backward down the street to school.
That's already quit. Well, no.
Mainly because then they don't sleep.
That's right.
All right, there's some little things in the yard that sometimes you'll find them after it's rained for a long time. They look like little white umbrellas, little small things.
Toadstools.
All right. Are they the same thing as mushrooms? Are they different?
Well, I think it's all, it's a form of a mushroom. I think it is. They look alike, except they're different colored ones, you know, these brown ones.
Can you eat toadstools?
No, they're poison. So they wouldn't be a mushroom. Yeah, a certain kind of mushrooms now that you can't eat, too. You know, you have to know which kind.
You do?
Yeah. We wouldn't dare try to eat a mushroom, you know, like grows around here. They are very poisonous. My sister has a book and gives all kinds of the different kinds of mushrooms. Of course, it tells you the ones you could eat, but I wouldn't risk trying it, you know.
You have to look pretty closely.
Oh, yeah.
Know what you're doing.
I've never. I don't like mushrooms anyway. Not much.
I do.
Oh, Beth and Erlene puts it in just about everything they cook. I can eat it, but I don't suppose.
I like fresh ones better than I do canned ones.
I've never tried the fresh ones.
I get them and chop them, you know, slice them and put them over steak whenever I can afford to have a steak.
Shell. Oh. I'm getting tea, darling. I thought you was filling a glass with coffee, and I thought it's going to get break.
The man took the medicine in his mouth, but he just couldn't
swallow it.
All right. Can you do that? No, did you ever hear anybody around here say, "I am so tired. I've done worked all day."
Yes, I've heard that.
What I'm curious is, do you think they use this as emphasis? If you said, "I've worked all day," or "I've done worked all day," would the last be stronger? Add that "done" in there to make it extra strong? You know, to really emphasize?
No, I just think it's bad grammar.
Oh. If when you use the expression, "he ought to be careful,"